This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. On the eve of an anticipated acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial, U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress last night. The setting was the House chamber, where Democrats had formally charged him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And while there was no mention of impeachment in Mr. Trump's speech, there was plenty of rancor showing. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When he took office 3 years ago, the president spoke of American carnage under his predecessor. Now,
the state of our union is stronger than ever before,
hailing economic and battlefield gains in making the case for re-election.
America's future is blazing bright.
A sharp partisan divide was on full display. While Republicans chanted four more years, Democrats booed. Before his roughly 78-minute speech, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand. The president did not shake it, though it's unclear if he saw it. As the president soaked in applause after the speech, Pelosi ripped up her copy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered the Democratic Party's official response to the State of the Union address, using it in part for a reprise of the impeachment articles against President Trump.
As we witness the impeachment process in Washington, there are some things each of us, no matter our party, should demand. The truth matters. Facts matter. And no one should be above the law. It's not what those senators say. Tomorrow, it's about what they do that matters.
And again, the Senate verdict on the impeachment charges will come later today. The Taliban is rejecting the American charge that the insurgent group lacks the will to work at ending the nearly two-decade-old war in Afghanistan. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese health officials say the number of coronavirus deaths nationwide is approaching 500, and that new cases have risen to more than 24,000, an increase of 3,800 in a single day. Meanwhile, a Japanese cruise ship has been quarantined in the port of Yokohama, and 10 infected patients have been taken to hospitals for treatment. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Large white sheets covering them head to toe. People who may be infected with the new virus are led off a Japanese cruise ship that's been quarantined amid growing worry about the spread of the China outbreak. The quarantine of over 3,700 people aboard the Diamond Princess is part of a global health emergency that seems to worsen by the day. Around the same amount of people on another cruise ship face screening in Hong Kong after three passengers on a previous voyage were diagnosed. China officials say the current figure for coronavirus deaths has reached 490. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the Chinese semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong, hospital workers are striking to get Chief Executive Carrie Lam to shut down the border with mainland China in an effort to ward off the virus, which has so far claimed one life in the city. Although the coronavirus has shown up in two dozen countries worldwide, the World Health Organization says the outbreak is not yet a pandemic. One issue that might have gotten a positive bipartisan reaction in President Trump's State of the Union address last night was his call for lower prescription drug prices. It got just the opposite, the AP's Tim McGuire reports.
During the State of the Union address, President Trump called for a reduction in drug prices. That set off this planned demonstration of Democrats chanting H.R. 3. H.R. 3 is a House-passed bill to allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on insulin and other crucial prescription drugs. The bill, one of many that have not been addressed by the Republican-controlled Senate. A short while later, Trump claimed Democrats are determined to
abolish private insurance entirely. 132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our health care system.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Iowa caucuses this week have offered a lot of material for U.S. talk show comedians. The reason, a technical meltdown that delayed results for nearly a full day. Even then, the numbers were far less than complete. The major story of this day here in Washington, the Senate's expected vote to acquit President Donald Trump on the two articles of impeachment against him. The only real suspense, if any Democrats will join the Republicans in that not guilty verdict. Gene Randall, VOA News.